Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
I want to tell you something, but I want you to brace yourselves, if you will, because what I'm about to say may come as a shock to you. It surely comes as a shock to those in the world, but every now and then, Christians can't get along. Okay, no one fell out of their seats yet. Yet at the same time, this is something we have to deal with, right? Because we all have our own minds. We are free will agents, so you and I can decide what we want to do, whether we want to wear this or wear that or eat this or eat that. We have differences in matters of opinions. And that's okay. That's the way that God designed us. I want us to talk for the time allotted before us about conflict resolution. Conflict resolution. Go read the book of Philippians, if you will. We're going to stay in one passage, and this may be the most succinct passage in New Testament scripture of addressing what to do when conflicts arise. Most of the conflicts that we read of in scripture, especially the New Testament, are people that don't get along with Jesus. And of course, we know everything Jesus said was right, everything that he taught was right, and so those that opposed him were wrong. But what do we do when good Christians just can't get along? And this may be not getting along over something as simple as, how many songs should we sing in the worship? Because, you know, I've read the New Testament forwards. Haven't read it backwards yet, but I've read it forwards many a times. And I don't see anywhere in there where it tells me how many songs to sing. But yet some people always say you have to sing two songs before the prayer. And you go somewhere else and they'll sing three songs before the prayer. Well, you may have a difference of opinion on that. You may have a difference of opinion on when you take the Lord's Supper in the worship service. Because once again, it tells me to take it on the first day of the week, but it doesn't say when. You just do it when you assemble together. So there are some differences in opinions. But sometimes conflicts arise when one person says, I'm right this way, and one person says, I'm right this way, and they won't overlook their differences to come together in Christ. Philippians 4, if you will. I want us to dissect the first five verses, and I want us to look at how you and I can resolve conflict, biblically speaking. And I want to introduce to us some individuals, especially in the second verse, Euodias and Syntyche. These are going to be two individuals, two women, that need help because they are causing such a disagreement in the church at Philippi that word has gotten back to Paul while he's in prison. And the differences and the difficulties that they are having is hindering the gospel message. What should we do to resolve conflict? Number one, from verse one, notice what Paul says. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Number one, to resolve conflict, if you are right and you have God's word on your side, you stand firm. If it's a difference of opinion and you say, we should not have instruments in the worship, and someone else says, you know, I really think we could spice it up if we had an organ. So you were right if you don't want the instruments because God doesn't command that. So if you are right, biblically speaking, you stand your ground. Now the enemy, the one that is opposing, that's going contrary to Scripture, of course they're going to say they're right. It's a matter of opinion. But if God has said to do things in one specific way, that negates every other way in which one might try to do it. Plain and simple. So number one, if you're right, stand your ground. Number two, I beseech Euodias and Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. Number two, how to resolve conflict, I should base unity upon God's word. I should base unity among two people, whether it's me and someone else, or whether I'm trying to help solve a problem, base it upon God's word. Because notice, he doesn't make fun of them. He doesn't call them names. Now, he does address them by name. he says that they be of the same mind in the Lord. See, they did not have the same mind, and that's where their difficulties arose. That's number two. Base your unity upon the Word of God. Now, number three, we're actually going to dissect verse 3. He says, I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow. Pause. Number three, how should I resolve conflict? Sometimes I need to seek outside assistance. I need to seek outside assistance. So Paul is sending this by the hand, may even have been Tychicus who delivered this letter. And so whether it's the one that delivered the letter or whether it's the one that's standing up before the congregation at Philippi reading this letter, because that's how it would have originally been delivered. They would have gotten it, stood up and read it. Paul, number three, is invoking outside assistance. Because sometimes if person A and person B don't get along, no matter how much they try to go back and forth, they're never going to get it. So back up and bring someone else in. Number three, seek outside help. Number four, keep going in verse three. Help those women which labored with me in the gospel. The fourth thing to do to resolve conflict is to reflect upon past victories. I don't know a whole lot, to be quite honest, about Euodias and Syntyche. I don't know what the squabble was about. But what I learned in these first five verses, it speaks volumes. Evidently, Paul knew them quite well. They had labored with Paul in the gospel. Sometimes people just need to refocus their mind and realize the bigger picture is serving God and being faithful to Him. So sometimes if you could reflect on how faithful you have been, maybe you had a great campaign or a great meeting or whatever the case may be, that can help you resolve the conflict. That's number four. Keep going in verse three, for number five. With Clement also and my other fellow laborers. Number five, you need to realize that teamwork matters. Teamwork matters. No man is an island in the Lord's church. We are all working for the same goal. And if you're not working for that same goal of being faithful to the Lord and getting to heaven, dear friend, I encourage you to refocus. Because that's what we're here to do, is fear God and keep His commandments. We need to realize teamwork makes the dream work. I don't have a whole lot recorded about Clement, if we're being quite honest, but I know Clement was important enough to have his name immortalized in Holy Scripture. And there were other people whose names aren't even included, but that brings me to number six, what to do, keep in verse three, whose names are in the book of life. Number six, to resolve conflict, we need to recast the goal for which we're striving. Whose names are in the book of life. Don't we sing that song, My Name is in the Book of Life, oh bless the name of Jesus. You know, it would be really cool to be one of these people that lived during the time of the New Testament to have your name in the Bible. That would be really cool. But it is even better to have your name in the book of life. Because on that great and final day, the way it's depicted in the book of Revelation, in one hand is going to be a book of your life, and in the other hand is going to be a book, the Lamb's book of life. And if your name's in both, you get to go into heaven. So even though these other fellow laborers are not mentioned by name, their name's still in the book of life. They're still faithful, just as faithful as Clement is, or as Paul, or as Euodias and Syntyche were. We need to recast our focus, realize that we're trying to get to heaven, and squabbles will hinder us from that goal. So recast your goal. Number seven, look at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Now I find that interesting. Paul's in prison. And yet Philippians is just overflowing with reasons to have joy and hope, which are two things you wouldn't think you'd have in prison. Yet Philippians is just abounding. So number seven, what should I do? Is smile. We should smile. Because a smile looks good on you. I'm a firm believer it's really hard to be in a bad mood if you're truly smiling and if you are truly happy about something. Paul says twice in one verse, I have a reason to rejoice. Rejoice, Lord, always. And again, I say rejoice. See, as a Christian, my sins have been forgiven. And as a Christian, I have an opportunity to strive to live daily for Him, to have that eternal home in heaven. And that gives me something to smile about. So smile, number 7. And finally, number 8, look at verse 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men, for the Lord is at hand. Number 8, we need to let others see your heart and soul. Because we are laboring to try to bring other people into the fold and to encourage the church to remain faithful. Whatever Euodias and Syntyche were doing was hindering the work of the church at Philippi. And it would be a detriment to them if they didn't fix that. 5 simple verses, but didn't you get a lot? Notice here, conflicts can be resolved with abundant joy. Sometimes it takes the bigger man or the bigger woman just to say, you know what? I'll take the wrong on this. I'll apologize. We can do it your way if it's something that's not scripturally related. Or maybe you go, well, maybe neither way is the way to solve it. Maybe we need a third or a fourth opinion. But don't let any squabble, don't let any disagreement over things that are petty, that are non-salvation issues, keep you from heaven. Because wouldn't that be a shame? Be there on the great judgment day and you don't hear your name called because your name's not in the Lamb's Book of Life. Take this lesson to heart and do your best to resist conflict. And if you are involved in conflict, now you know how to resolve it. Paul talks about a name being in the Lamb's Book of Life. You only get that way by becoming a Christian. By hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, being baptized, you go down that watery grave, come out a new creature alive in Christ, and your name is written in the Book of Life. And if you continue to live faithful to the very end, your name stays in there. But sin and Satan will try to blot your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. And if you're a Christian, he wants you to fail. Satan does. But God doesn't want you to fail. If you've fallen away, you need to repent of those sins, return and be restored through repentance and prayer.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Chairman, glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. Yes, my name is Justin Reed. I hope you've enjoyed our program talking about conflict resolution. This is the 170th program, 171st rather, if I could count my notes. So that means 170 have gone before it, and you can access them anytime online at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, reading the word, numerically by air date. You can just simply find them there. Glad to allow that for you. You can also write to me, P.O. Box 292, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37190. That's my personal box. I'll be glad to send you a copy. Since our program is titled Reading the Word, and we have about 2 minutes left, I thought we would simply just read God's Word. And I want us to begin reading in the third Psalm, Psalm number 3, and it has a title. The first Psalm with a title, it says, A Psalm of David. He's our author. When he fled from Absalom, his son. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many they are that rise up against me. Many they are which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my head and the lifter up, and my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I lay down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of tens of thousands of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. That's the third Psalm. Dear friends, I do appreciate the time that you have allotted us to spend together today in this medium. And I pray that we have that opportunity again real soon. And I just from the bottom of my heart, I do thank you. Always glad to open up God's Word together. Once again, you can catch the replay of this anytime online, readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Until next time, may the good Lord bless you and may He keep you. Please continue to pray. And thank you ever so much for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.